For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
I'm excited for football to start.
Me too, baby.
And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't even care. Like, Thursday, Friday, all right. But that's teams that we know we're going to probably be in the mix. So
the wet and the whistle a little bit, you know.
Them bash smashing each other early does, you know, whatever. But Sunday, there's a bunch of teams that everybody have a little question about, including this one. Right,
oh, yeah.
I'm not worried about the offense, but how's the defense going to look? Let me explain this to you. You know the hardest thing to do in the preseason? Run the football, right? Because it's basic, just line up and run.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they got gashed this preseason is the only question I have. And maybe it could be just with, you know, Sealer and Calais Campbell and that crew being in there and creating more resistance. It could be something as simple as that.
Sure.
So I'm not going to over, you know, emphasize that. But I will say this. When there's two things as an offense or as a defense, you have to make sure you take care of in the preseason. One. Everybody's going to throw a little BS blitz at you. If you don't pick the blitz up, when the season starts, every team you play until you pick it up is going to blitz. This is almost like a memo on the board before the first preseason game. Guys, if we don't pick up this blitz now, you know you're going to start seeing versions of it throughout the whole season. Right? That's rule number one. Two, if we don't stop the run, every team we play is going to try to run the football. Why is it important? You have a high-powered offense that can score quickly, okay? So every team's going to come into a game thinking, let's slow this down, play it in the mud, you know, methodically move the ball down the field, control the clock, and force them in a situation where they feel like they have to go on the field and score. So that's why I have concerns. Because I know what – I played on a team that scored more points than anybody in the NFL at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the two games we lost it because the other team ran the ball well and ate up clock. And we weren't able to score because we didn't have as many opportunities.
Let's get to a game week report here, which is brought to us by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. You ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, get real-world experience, and the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. I'm sure you guys talked about this on Friday when I was out, but Mike McDaniel in the middle of the show got the bag.
What?
He got it extended.
Extended.
To 2028. And McCoachin, he met with the media yesterday and talked about this and said that he had dinner at Stephen Ross's house to get the news initially that they were interested in extending him. Here was Mike McDaniel.
I see the congratulations goes to the organization. I think there's a lot of people that lift you up to give you the opportunity to become a head coach. But once you become a head coach for that program to sustain, that takes each and every person involved in it. So I see that's an accomplishment for the organization. And there was a neat moment, as you'd phrase it. It was I had dinner over at Mr. Ross's house a couple weeks ago. So it was a great dinner. I ate all of my steak.
Did you eat your vegetables?
I did. They gave me minimal. So they anticipated that. So,
wow.
Can I just say this?
Minimal?
In the history of guys getting a bag, he is the first person to congratulate the people that gave him the money and not even at once say, I'm thankful. I'm glad they have this much support. I have this much support. Think about that. That's like if Lynn came to me and said, hey, we want to extend your contract. I'm going to say, congratulations. In fact, that's what I'm going to do.
You know what?
That's what I'm going to do.
You should, though.
The table, think about it. He never said, I'm grateful, I'm appreciative. He said, good on the organization.
Yeah, good on them. It is good on them.
But I'm just saying, have you ever heard that before?
It was a weird explanation.
Right.
I was more, you know, picturing in that cut. I was more picturing him like at a giant mansion with Stephen Ross. Cause like, I've never eaten at a really rich guy's house. Like, I wonder what that, you know, I pick cause, and especially an old rich guy. Like, I picture it like an old dining hall.
Can I tell you what it's like? So, when I go over to Sarasota, this guy has the largest screened in patio in Florida. So it's 5,000 square feet with a pool, some grass, a kitchen, two seating areas, two fireplaces. It's a house underneath the tent.
There's grass in the screened in?
Yeah, like fake grass.
Oh, turf. Okay, right. I got you.
So, and that's not even part of the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's just there. So you go over there and he says, hey, we're going to come over and eat or whatever. Okay, fine. Dinner starts at 7, right? At 5 o'clock the night before, he says, what would you like to eat? I'm like, we got steak, we got surf and turf, we got whatever. There are people there cooking it and serving you like you at the restaurant.
Wow.
That's what it's like.
Did he have like
it's not like Leroy out there grilling.
Did
you
he have
my house? Leroy gonna be cooking it himself.
But does he have like one of those silver domes over the plate? Like whoosh.
No, it comes right out like in a restaurant. It comes right over. They waiting to cook fresh.
Don't look at me like that, J Fig. The unveiling.
You picture things in a very very cartoonish way. I don't know.
Right.
You have Looney Tunes going up in here.
You know. Wait. Let me tell you why. Because old Dum Dum here, every time he's gone to like one of these events.
Mm-hmm.
Where they make 17,000 plates at one time, they put the thing on there and then bring everybody's food at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's cooked right there, they don't have.
I've been to a gala, but I've never been to like a really rich guy's house.
That's why you know, like, you haven't.
Because I picture Mike McDaniel getting there. I picture him tucking the napkin into his shirt. I picture him being uncomfortable with how many forks there are.
You think he's on one end of the table and Stephen Ross is on the other side of the table?
No. Dude had an outside table that sat 13.
Wow.
I mean, he had a table that wouldn't fit in any room in my house.
No, but I do picture, I picture J-Fig. I picture like a long, like mahogany, long dinner table.
A chandelier in the middle, maybe.
No, it was from Italy.
Garfinkel's there.
The table.
Garfinkel.
He bought it when he was in Italy.
See, what I picture is, I picture.
Yeah, And, like, you feel uncomfortable. Like, dude, can I just tell you, I feel uncomfortable. Right? I'm like, man, do I have to, like, can I just have at it? Or, you know, there's certain rules, you know, nobody eats until everybody get their food. So, like, if you get your food first, you're sitting there staring at it. I always sit next to his wife because we don't drink wine. Right? And think about this. His wife eats steak. Well done. She's like, oh, no, no red. She's like, oh, no. So it's a different experience. Like, it's something I never had be able to do in my life. Like, but I don't, like, again, I don't mind cooking. You know, I like cooking up ribs and stuff. Yeah.
You actually look forward to it.
Yeah. 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 I like it. Marcos had chili dogs yesterday, dog.
Proper sausage. Whoa. Chili?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I picked some up last time I came to the studio. Yeah, in fact, yeah. I only really come to the studio when I need to get some more chili.
Wow. Let's hear a little bit more from Mike McDaniel.
Oh, no, there's more?
He says he wasn't.
Is this about the game? Because the contract stuff.
I hope it's more about the dinner.
No, it's more about the dinner.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, you don't. I knew he wanted to have dinner, and I knew I was going to be a good a dinner date, I guess you'd say. Outside of that, you don't really forecast too much. It was an opportunity to hang out with Mr. Ross, and so I jumped on that, and yeah, that's what I'm employed.
He's very concise when he's talking about his munion.
All of a sudden, he doesn't have anything to say.
Wait. While not talking about his munion.
Yeah.
He ain't mentioned nothing about money yet. He ain't say nothing about extension of contract, nothing.
He can be brief when he wants to.
Oh, yeah.
He can be brief when he wants to.
When it gets closer to home.
I picture when he's like, I picture at the dinner. So it's like, it's Stephen Ross at the head of the table. McDaniel's over to his left. Garfinkel's to his right. But Garfinkel, when they start wanting to talk business, he says, Garfinkel, give us a minute. And so he sends Garfinkel to the way far end of the table.
Wait, you think it's just three people sitting at that table?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
How would you even go there?
I would guess if that's the case, then you got to have the GM. You got to have some.
You think Greer's there?
Greer's there, right? Well, because here, he, and I'm going to say this just based on past history. I think Stephen Ross always has to have somebody by his side when he's talking about the team so he don't get carried away.
Right. Because otherwise he's like, hey, Garfinkel, hit the bricks, all
right? Right. He goes, so Garfinkel could be there. And keep in mind, it's all.
Because I think he tells McDaniel, he goes, you only got to do the waddle dance four times last year. I would like a little bit more to Jalen.
No. Oh, you know what I would say? Owners don't really accept maybe the Dallas owner, Jerry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the owners really talk about the particulars like that.
He's not talking about particulars. He wants to waddle.
No, again, that's particulars.
He goes,
I would imagine, like, it's something to be said about having that relationship with your owner, right? And for the most part, nobody's ever said anything negative about the owner, you know, as far as his desire to do whatever it takes to win. How he goes about it sometimes gets a little crazy, i.e. the flight to San Francisco, where he thought he was just going to sneak over there.
He's not good at tampering.
And then SWAT was like taking video of him. Stephen Ross has just landed in San Francisco while he still has a head coach.
Kind of thing. That was the last time I saw Stephen Ross at a giant table. I was at that press conference where he had to give Tony Sperano the sweetheart deal.
Yeah.
The I'm sorry deal with Jeff Ireland there.
Right.
We're all good guys, right? We're all good. Couple pals here. Right. Huh?
But again, like, that's, look, Stephen Ross, you know what? You know what to make this right? Money.
A little sweetener.
Yep. So I get it.
So you're
You're
saying you want to hear some football on Mike McDaniel? You want some actual? Well,
those were the shortest answers I was going to get while getting no answers.
Yeah.
Like, he did not think about this. Two questions, two comments. He really didn't say contract one time.
Nope.
Right. And the question was about the contract. Never said contract or extension or anything like that.
Well, I got more than I don't really care about the contract. I'm more fascinated by this dinner at Stephen Ross's house.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, let's keep hearing it.
All right.
Mike McDaniel. Look, this Jaguars team, they got good pass rushers. All right.
Yes, they do.
You got Josh Hines Allen. He's not just Josh Allen anymore.
Whoa.
He added another name to his name.
Yeah, it's probably best. Probably best.
But he had 17 and a half sacks last year.
Yeah.
They got Trayvon Walker, who was number one overall pick 2 years ago. He had double-digit sacks last year. So Mike McDaniel, he's saying, our blocking better be on point. Otherwise, we're getting exposed.
Have speed with adept rushers, particularly on the edge. They can really expand your pocket. And if you're not tied together with your launch point and where your blockers are, you can have individual pass protectors get edged pretty quickly, and there's a lot of space that is tough to protect against. So I think they're a great group to start with because they're super talented, that if you're not on your game, you will be exposed, and I think that's something that you have to be used to in the National Football League in terms of protecting the passer, because you don't get a week off from elite pass rushers and unified fronts.
Okay. Let me explain to you how he's going to play a pivotal role in this. When you talk about speed outside,
mm-hmm.
pass rush, getting up the field, trying to beat you with speed, okay? That is the perfect remedy to run inside. The Dolphins don't really do that. So you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So where are we with this? Because now would be, you know, if you run off tackle or up the middle, it'll slow that pass rush down. Then you can play action and throw it. But if you just want to run those sweeps and those outside and those kind of plays, you're running into their strength. So I'll be interested to see what are the adjustments just from that speed that you know you're going to have to deal with on the outside. What are the adjustments there? Because you can't just take it and run it outside. Those guys are fast.
Yeah, they're very fast. I guess like the thing that's questionable with them is everybody in Jacksonville seems to be complaining about their secondary. They got a lot of new guys in there, a lot of guys unproven. I know Doug Peterson yesterday was saying it's a big test for us right away. That's I think the big worry for them.
Here's what you do with that. If you want to test a secondary that is, you know, young and not very experienced, shifts, motions, double moves. They gonna all get Eli Appled, right? Because the young guy want to make the pick. He don't see the big picture. So you give him one little hezzy one way and then go the other way or go deep, he's beat. The other thing is, in order to do that, and here's what they're banking on. When you have a pass rush, they're banking on you not being able to do that before they can get there. So there's going to be it's going to be a back and forth with how long can he hold this ball? What routes can we run? And are they going to be able to jump these routes because our pass rush is getting there? And that's kind of how you play it out during the course of a game with how you go about doing these things. And that's just the ebb and flow of a football game. You see what's going to happen. You know what they can and can't do. And so you got to either push the envelope on time with the pass rushers, or maybe you play action or hesitate to get them a little, you know, bird dogging in the backfield. Right. And you got to get your guys into that secondary to expose the secondary. But without time, that's a moot point because now you're throwing these quick passes and all they have to do is come up and tackle.
Well, take a break. We did not have a show yesterday, which means Leroy's got to gather us around the locker room and hand out his game balls and game bumps. Next.
in the palm of my hand. Blow you away like it's part of the plan. I gotta call it like I see it.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. It is that time, because we did not have a show yesterday, to get to Leroy's game balls and game bumps.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a ball.
Leroy, what do you got for us?
So, for my game ball, is definitely going to the Canes. This team is starting to look like the vision Murray Cristobal had, being dominant up front. You were dominant on the defensive side of the ball without your without Ruben Bain.
He's going to be out for a couple more weeks, by the way.
Yeah. So
being very vague with that injury.
Oh, well, that's what they do.
They're like, oh, it's a soft tissue injury. I'm like, is this hockey? What are we doing here?
But. Yeah, it was a dominant over a rival. You know, sometimes when you play a rival, they can find some energy from somewhere, and you beat them down.
Oh, bro, hey, listen, they brought out the Tebow card. They played the Tebow card.
Yeah,
they had that. Yeah. I mean, they had Javon Curse, the free, which still looks incredible. Yeah. He got everybody going, but then Tim Tebow walks out of the tunnel. I'm like, oh, that's cute. They think they're gonna have the Tebow magic.
Yeah,
that's good. Oh. Yeah. Tebow, so, watch that.
Yeah.
So we got that. It was awesome. You know. Also, a little shout out to Shamar Moore getting his first win as the college coach. That's always cool. You always remember your first win.
No crying.
Even if it wasn't, you know, as, you know, overpowering as everybody thought it would be, you still got your first win. My game bump. I thought long and hard about this. And I didn't want to go this route, but you left me no choice. Florida State. You can't sue everybody and complain and then get your ass kicked the first 2 weeks of the season.
Bum.
Right? Like, that was ridiculous.
Oof.
You know, like, I don't know, like, you know... I don't know.
It's just all around, too. Like,
it's all around. It's all around.
And they're giant intangibles dropping the ball left and right. DJ Uiagalelei,
who's been playing for 17 years?
He is not good. And then, I mean, they look like they could have come back. All right, a little spark. And just got pounded down the field easily.
Oof.
Embarrassing.
Yes. Now,
for the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I would say this. I don't know how embarrassing it is if they weren't that good to start off with. But because they had that Tim by their name, we made some assumptions.
For sure.
Right? And those assumptions were wrong. Because I tell you now, Florida State should have been 19th and Miami should have been 10th. Based on what we saw this past week.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, the whole season, it'll work itself out if the coach makes it.
Because he just got a raise. I think that's the other thing.
Here's what you don't understand about coaching. Like, why do you get so caught up on he just got an extension or this or that? They will still fire your ass.
It's such a bad look.
They
thought he was.
They just got rid of old boy Texas A&M and gave him $70 million to go away.
That also didn't work out for them this week.
But they gave him $70 million to go away. So people got money. They just don't want to deal with you. So that being said, that team looks bad.
Yep.
And I don't know why people keep thinking that DJ Uwe Woo is going to save you when he ain't saved nobody. He had one game. You want to talk about living off of one game? He had one game in Clemson, and everybody since that 4 years ago has been saying, you know, maybe getting the right system, he can do that for us.
He is college Matt Flynn.
Yeah.
Yes.
He has to change his name, too, because DJ Adewale Ogunleye, I'm not sure. You're not good enough for me to learn your name, dude. I can't.
I just call him DJ Uwe. Ooh-wee.
By the way, speaking of coaches lashing out, did you hear Billy Napier yesterday? Because this is never good when you're already taking shots at the fans after you just got killed and the Gators coach is coming out there. You know, he does the right thing after the game. Oh, we're embarrassed. But then he goes, well, we can't worry about what our fans in basements have to say about us. You got that, Marcos?
Go to work on the football part, you know, and I think we got to get more, we got to become a more consistent team, and we have to execute better. And if we can focus on those things and not necessarily what some guy in his basement saying in, you know, rural Central Florida on social media, then we got a chance to get better, right? So.
Okay.
Oh, this is good.
Wait, let me write a note.
For sass.
Dear Billy, is it Napier?
Napier, yeah, close Napier. To who is.
All right. I know you're new to these parts, but down here we don't have basements, bro.
That's true.
So while you sitting here talking about somebody who's in a basement, that's a good way to end up where you came from. Because there ain't no basements in Florida.
Paul, hey! I've had enough of this here. Bill Napier coming out here and saying, I can't say things from my basement, which I don't have. Everybody knows we got a screened-in fence. And let me just say something, Paul. The Gators lost that way in front of Tim Tebow. Do you know how embarrassing that is, Paul? The Canes beat us. Some guy ended up in a bush. And they stole our recruits, Paul.
How did we end up with them? That's like an episode of Vikings. Take all the women. Let's go. Hey, that was crazy. We gonna beat your ass and take your recruits. Hey, they say, hey, why don't y'all come over here by a real man?
Clubber Langdon.
Clubber Langdon. Hey, you. Can I just say this? You sure as hell never want to lose to a team like that that's recruiting the same players you are.
Never.
What is... Dude, it looks like somebody put shoulder pads and arms on the top of the bush. It looks like Zeus tried to get the frisbee out of the trees behind my house.
Dude. Oh, man. Wow. Well, we'll take a break. When we come back, more fun from the college football weekend. An FSU fan is in hiding right now, and there is a manhunt out for a man who got a little too tough with his Twitter thumbs.
Ooh.
The damage is done, my friend, is next.
Take you up until 2 here on the program. Hey, let me just tell you about this before we get to damages done. Join the WQM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It's Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Automall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers conversation with the WQM on-air staff. It's free to attend, but you do need to RSVP. All you got to do, though, is just go to WQM.com, which will get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. Must be over 21, drink responsibly, and talk sports with the WQM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars, Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. We are streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, having fun here on a Tuesday after the long weekend, having a Labor Day off. It's good to be back. Let's get to damages done, my friend. Now,
damage is done.
Canes win. obviously is been a big celebration for us, and it's been fantastic. But not only that, there's nothing quite like your team winning, beating a rival, but then also getting to watch all the debris that falls around. And by debris, I mean the Florida State Seminoles.
Yeah.
And seeing them yesterday lose yet again after the start to the season, where they were very bold and saying, oh, you know, we're going to prove everybody that we were wronged last year, suing the ACC, all this nonsense they went through, but they just keep catching L's. And so yesterday, a fan, a Florida State Seminoles fan, for no reason, nobody asked him.
No one said, like, no one.
Nobody bet him.
Yeah.
Nobody was sitting here putting up stakes. There was no Boston College super fan. He did not get into a bet with Damian Woody or Matt Ryan. This Florida State Seminoles fan puts on Twitter yesterday that Florida State's going to beat Boston College. And if they don't, do you have the tweet here, Jay Fig? He's going to eat dog poop.
He says, if
Florida State loses to BC this weekend, I will eat dog bleep out of a red Solo cup with a spoon and post a video of me doing it. Book it.
Man.
We all know what happened.
He did it?
Oh, no. He ran.
Ran, dude.
Like a coward.
Damage is done.
In the third quarter yesterday, deactivates his account. Runs from everybody. There were claims on Twitter that people had found people and relatives. There were people questioning whether they should dox him or not and get his back and forth. There were all these things that were out there.
Last person that did that, right?
Mm.
Remember a dude from Cleveland?
Oh, Aaron Goldhammer. He ate
Aaron
the poop.
Goldhammer.
Yeah, what was his? Was it? They weren't going to draft Johnny Manziel or Baker Mayfield.
Something
I forget.
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
So when people eat and poop, why is that like the first thing they go with? Like, I'll do that
because it's the most disgusting thing you could do as a human.
Yeah. I don't understand the need in this.
Why
situation.
Did he go out on a limb like that? Did he not see that first game?
What is he thinking? I don't know.
I don't think. Now, this is crazy. He was on like yesterday. You have Lane Kiffin tweeting about this. You have all these Lane Kiffin's tweeting
Isn't
about
he the
it.
Coach at Ole Miss?
Oh, that's right. But he loves Twitter shenanigans.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He loves a good poop story.
There is no update. There is no update. There's a guy out here. I think this is a fake tweet from a guy who I guess has a account similar to his, but has kind of leaned into it to get followers. And he says, you guys can stop tagging me. I'm not going to eat the dog bleep. But that's not him because he's 321 Knowles. This guy is 321 Noel. So he's just doing this to get the clout. But this man is
right now he's 321 out.
Yeah, he's disappeared. He's got called out by Scott Van Pelt yesterday on SportsCenter.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, yep. No, dude. Hey, these fans. These fans.
Nobody asked him to bet that.
Hey, Smeathan, first of all, we not having you in the studio to eat. Like, it's more disgusting to us than it would be to you.
Man.
That's crazy.
The damage is done. He's banned from the internet.
Damage is done.
Yeah, you can never show your face unless you've all, like, eat the
poop. Unless you are coming with a solo
cup.
What do you
think? He's going to witness protection and shave his beard and
You
think that's a real picture of him?
What's more disgusting, him eating the poop or him hiding from the internet after he said
eating
he was
the poop?
Him? No way. It's more cowardly. Because had he been on the internet immediately after with fake poop, ice cream, whatever, and
ice
cream
does not, dude.
Okay, fine. Fake poop of some sort. Brownie.
You can't recreate dog poop.
I'm
right?
sure you can.
There has to be some sort of edible dog poop. I've seen him make anything into a cake. I'm positive can make dog poop cake. Had he been on the internet doing
just fake it? Just stage it?
Had he been like, stupid Seminoles, I would have been like, okay, totally fine. Now,
yo, at, th-
I'm even underneath like a water hose underneath that damn dog now.
Terrible.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, that's my damage is done.
I mean, dogs do drive-bys by poop, and they don't eat.
Damage is done.
Come on, dude.
What do you got for damage is done, Leroy?
So, not my proudest moment, but the damage was done. Hmm. Yesterday, I pulled up to Publix. I pulled in front of Publix. You know how that first spot is open?
Yeah.
I saw people getting in the car, so I backed up a little bit to give them room, put my blinker on. A whole bunch of cars went by. Right? The people backed out. I backed up a little bit more to give them room to get out. Didn't want to, you know, don't want to jump the gun. I go to turn in. Some lady pulls in. So I drive up behind her, honking my horn. Oh. What are you doing? I didn't see you calm down. And she got out and tried to hurry up in the store. Hmm. She saw me.
Oh, she right? saw her.
You
oh,
need to calm her. Down. I'm like, calm down. Okay.
Sir,
so I parked my car.
The worst thing to say.
I parked my car.
Did you wait for her?
And I went in the store. And I may or may not have walked around.
Oh my God! Leroy.
Let it go.
You got the spot
got
already.
Parking spot.
You're gonna beat her up in aisle 7.
Just because she said calm down.
I hate. The reason why we beat the hell out of each other, right? Is because we're so inconsiderate, right? She knew what she did.
She knew what she did.
She knew what she did. Because even when she was yelling out of the car, she could have very easily just backed out and said, I'm sorry. Right? But she tried to get out and hurry up and go in the store. So then that pissed me off even more. Right? So then when I got in the store, everybody started saying hi to me. I said, hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
I got to go break a lady's legs real quick.
No,
1 second.
But like, so I just like walked to the end of the hall and do this.
That's so creepy, Leroy.
You got the spot already, though, Leroy.
She was picking fruit, right?
Damage
and I was on the other
done.
Side looking at onions.
You should have just taken the apple that she had in her hand from her.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't see
oh, sorry. Didn't see you there.
Oh, you know what? Now that I thought about it, I should have just taken her cart when it was full. Just left.
Just taking it. J-Fig, what do you got for damages done?
That's so petty.
That's not petty!
Oh, that's petty.
It's not bad because people will keep going.
That's, yeah,
you know what? If you don't
you're not
going to
encounter her again. And if you do, then just take her parking spot next time. I don't know.
That's right.
That's not how it works, JP. You got to make the point then and there.
You should have followed her home, parked in her driveway. And said,
I should have. You know what I wanted to do, but I was a little nervous, is pull my car up right behind her car so she couldn't leave till I got back. That would have been the boss move.
Or put a bunch of shopping carts next to her, right?
Oh, yeah, I should have surrounded it. But
nah, that
let's not
worse.
Stoop to people's
no,
levels, okay?
The cart guys would have came and cleaned it out, right?
You should have
paid off the cart guy.
Yeah, you should have surrounded it with a cart force field, and then you tip the cart guy. You give him like $10, be like, hey, don't move it.
Yeah. And then it'll be content for them to post later.
Don't move it till she comes back.
Yeah, a little 10 spot will do.
Plus they got video. So I didn't want them to video me out there.
But you wanted them to video you following her on the store like a creep?
Listen to this jackass. That would have been great. We got video of
TMZ. Former Pro Bowler surrounds old lady's car with shopping carts.
Oh god.
That shows no regret.
Done. I would have that one.
Whoever works at that Publix needs to go
they
ahead and start
me.
Sending out tips to TMZ.
I know all of them.
That way you will be on TMZ eventually.
I love everybody in that Publix. They love me. Like, I'm very friendly.
Except for the belly.
It's just
not when you're staring at people.
There's certain interactions I have with people where I hate when people act like they're elitist or they don't have any, you know, courtesy or respect for another person. I hate that.
Hate it. JFig, what do you got for damage?
So during this past break, Marcos and I encountered a very disturbing video.
Yeah.
That has been going viral.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So there is a WWE superstar that got a very nasty eye injury during Monday Night Raw.
Oh, indeed, man. Indeed. And look, I want you to know I'm trying to be better as a producer, as a person.
Yes. I pulled his ear. I pulled his ear.
Did not take the video of this incident. Mm-hmm. I have screenshots of the incident.
We have screenshots.
Better. Okay.
Let's see if this works. Let's see if this works.
I'll try to break it down piece by piece here. J-Fig, you can describe the images.
So you're doing like ESPN had to do the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So this is shot number one here. As you can see, she's coming up the top rope.
It's a lady superstar.
Oh, it's a lady, yes. Oof.
Oh, she's high.
Yes.
She caught some air. Mm-hmm.
All right, so she's throwing the Macho Man elbow on this lady.
Macho Man, on the outside here, you see there's other women. And as you know, in wrestling, there's spots that are designed where, hey, at this point, you do this, so on and so forth. Everyone's in on it. This apparently was a spot in which the woman who has her hands up is essentially supposed to kind of break this person's fall.
Right.
Catch her.
Now, as you can see in the next picture here, she kind of goes over the shoulder here.
She overshot the target.
Yes. And mind you, this is a big target. So you're overthrowing Megatron here. But it is what it is. No problem. Things like this happen. It seems like she's going to perfectly land on her feet. Based off what J-Fig and I saw, that is the announce table right behind.
She face planted into the announce table?
She face planted into the table.
Now,
oh no.
J-Fig and I were trying to determine what's real, what's not in WWE, as you constantly.
Yeah, because I'm not a big fan of WWE because I'm like, dude, this is fake.
Yeah. But unfortunately, this was the end result.
This is real.
She has no eye?
No, it's just bloodshot.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh man.
I can't even look.
Eye is still there. Barely hanging on. Definitely has to be.
That last picture looked like the eye was gone.
I've got to say, whoever did her makeup needs a raise because that stayed on.
Yeah, she got like gouged.
Yeah, the makeup did stay on. That is definitely a good point there.
I feel really bad for her. You know, I hope she's okay.
Absolutely. Look, no matter what people say about wrestling, that's real.
Kyrie Sane.
So what's her name? Kyrie she's Sane, like, she looks like she's doing the, like...
She the did tweet out. She tweeted out a thumbs up emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
Which I think is the equivalent to...
Yeah, what else are you going to tweet up?
That's when, like,
I guess the reason it looks worse is because she has, like, red eyeshadow all the time.
Yeah.
No, it looks worse because of all the blood.
That's the blood.
What are you talking about, dude?
No, I understand.
It looks like her eye got poked out.
I know, but I think that's because it's part of, like, she has a lot of eye makeup on top of it.
It even looks like her nose broke off, too.
She looks like Viking's blood eagle there. Like, she got completely gouged out.
Looks like she had to stitch up her nose.
Just got back from war.
Yeah, J-Fig's right. Her nose does look a little broken.
It looks like it had to get stitched up. Yeah, it's so
yeah, that left nostril is lower than the right one.
Leroy is like, yeah, been there for sure. Totally broken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Marcos, what do you got for damage?
Oh, man. That was rough to look at.
Yeah, I can't even look at it.
I know you wanted to make sure that we celebrated.
Damage is done.
The Hurricanes to start the show, and it was a good call on your end. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to slow things down with traffic talk. But let me please just discuss one thing about traffic that I learned this morning that kind of made me very sad. This is math. This is the sports math that I did. You've heard of girl math. Now I'm introducing sports math. This morning
it's not even bro math.
It's not. It's just specifically, one may say this is sports science, but you know, we'll move on from that. I sent you a screenshot this morning that I was 18 miles away from the Citadel. It looked like it was going to take me a little bit more than an hour, about an hour and change to get through this, you know, horrible morning traffic. So then I did a little bit of math. 18 miles away, a little bit more than an hour. Leroy, I'm sure you can know from being a mathematician, that averages out
to about... You're thinking I could get out and walk and get there quicker.
Walking,
well,
no.
Well, you're pretty close.
18 miles an hour is essentially the steady pace it would take for me to get to the Citadel. Thinking back on last year's performance by the greatest show on surf, how many times did these individuals top over 19, 20, 21 miles per hour while running? You know,
yeah, but four or five seconds.
Tyreek Hill could run to the Citadel from where I live quicker than I was driving there this morning, and that's
not sports science. That's good.
Hypothetically,
Marco's science.
If he was potentially, you know, his cardio.
Yeah, but he can't run 20 miles an hour for an hour.
Real cheetahs can do that. They get tired,
right?
Yeah, because they go like 40.
So that's why it's bro science.
No, hypothetically, we've seen based off the science in Forrest Gump, if he were to keep that same pace,
He can't.
Run, Forrest, run.
I mean, no one's ever seen him not do it.
Do you know the fastest 400 in the world doesn't run 20 miles an hour?
No.
And that's for a quarter mile.
No, but the cheetah, though, he's a
the fastest 40 in the world ever. It's not 20 miles an hour.
Marcus, leave the science to me, dude.
Dude, can I just tell you? You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's frog science.
No, that's good, dude.
Do you think you'd be able to leap over here quicker?
I gotta see. I mean, depending on what day of the week it is, because Tuesday, Monday, yeah, I could definitely leap quicker to work than drive.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was the turnpike up here was shut down for three exits.
Yeah.
And then taking 441, like everybody was on 441. And like you're just watching your GPS and the number just keeps going up for estimated arrival. I'm like, this isn't gonna work today.
Yeah. As so I get closer, the time goes up. It's like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, this isn't working. That's and the worst. So I finally got to a U-turn on 441, I was like, well, boys and girls, I will see you tomorrow. I apologize. I really wanted to see everybody today, but you know, the traffic gods had other plans.
Yesterday, well, there was actually a truck that overturned on I-95.
I saw that. That was crazy. Yes.
By the way, that would stop traffic.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it stop traffic for quite some time.
Okay,
for hours.
Yeah, not cool.
Well, we'll take a break. Get more into the Dolphins, who named their captains yesterday, including a couple new ones. One of them, handsome.
Oh,
back after this.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.